USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
With the Republican majority Senate preparing to take up his impeachment next week, President Trump says that Americans want Congress to move on to other things. The president tweeting on Saturday, now the radical left, do-nothing Democrats, are asking Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to do the job they were unable to do. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said on Friday she's finally ready to send the two articles of impeachment to the Senate next week for a trial. In Yuma, Arizona, Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf says significant progress is being made on the construction of sprawling barriers on the U.S.-Mexico border.
One thing I want to emphasize is that every inch of the 100 miles that we have constructed is new border wall system. It's not so-called replacement wall, as some of our critics has claimed. It is new wall.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The number of folks who file their taxes and get audited continues to decline, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Less than 0.5% of individual income tax returns were audited in the 2019 fiscal year. That compares to just over 1.1% of taxpayers having their returns looked at more closely back in 2010. One of the reasons why fewer people are being audited includes the IRS losing almost 30,000 full-time jobs over the course of the past decade. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Young people are especially being hit hard by the flu this season. The CDC reported the two flu strains known for affecting children and young adults have been prominent this season. This season, a total of 32 pediatric deaths have been attributed to the flu, twice the number there were at the same time last season. The agency estimates there have been nearly 10 million cases of the flu. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Many folks in the new year are looking for ways to fulfill healthy resolutions to eat healthy. Well, one of those ways many folks are turning to is intermittent fasting, and it is a legitimate option. That's at least according to Dr. Mike Sirigliano, who joins Fox 35 in Orlando, Florida, to explain more about intermittent fasting.
So basically, what you do is you don't eat any calories, you don't have sugar, you don't have anything for at least 8 to 12 hours. And the reason for that is that your body uses up glucose in the liver and then it switches over to using fat.
Dr. Mike also says,
if you can do it, it really does work. And it's not a fad diet. It's not something that just people have thought about. It's based on science. And if you think about it, back in the day, in cave people days, what happened was there wasn't a lot of calories around, so you didn't have a lot to eat. And that could go on for hours and hours. So the body is used to that, and then it uses fat as a source of energy, which improves the quality of your life and allows you to lose weight.
And the San Francisco 49ers are heading to the NFC Championship game after beating the Minnesota Vikings 27-10. They will face the winner of the Green Bay Packers-Seattle Seahawks game on Sunday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.